Hey, welcome back to the Omni24 Solar and Battery Podcast, the number one podcast for all solar and battery relevant information, facts, data, and more. I'm your host, Jonathan Cash, and today we're going to explain the difference between a watt, a kilowatt, a megawatt, and a gigawatt. And I've really been looking forward to covering this topic for everyone because it really helps to bring more understanding to why you get charged a certain amount every month in your traditional electricity bill. For some of us here in the United States, we might be as lucky to be paying 5 cents per kilowatt. And for those of us not as lucky, we're paying, you know, somewhere around 15, 25 cents or even more. So let's jump into this. I have found that the best way to explain this topic is to compare it to something just more digestible. And I want you to keep this in mind. When we talk about watts, kilowatts, megawatts, and gigawatts, we're stepping into the world of measuring electricity. But let's simplify that, shall we? Imagine electricity as water flowing through a pipe, but instead, it's electricity flowing through the power cables that you see strung along the wooden poles throughout your neighborhood and the city, supplying every home, building, and structure with electricity. Okay? A single watt of electricity is like a drop of water. It's the basic unit of power that tells us about the flow, the amount of electricity that's being consumed. Now, a single watt is such a small unit of power that by itself, it can't power much. You're mostly looking at LED light bulbs that typically range from about 0.5 to about 2 watts. Now, when you see a 2-watt bulb, for instance, what that means is that it consumes about 2 watts of power every hour that it is on. Right next to me, right here, I have a charger for my phone that says 15 watts on it. That means that if I'm charging my phone with this 15 watt charger, then every hour it's charging my phone, it's using 15 watts of electricity. Now, I hope through this explanation, you have a basic understanding now of what a watt is. But now it's time for round two. Let's scale this up. Let's talk about kilowatts. A kilowatt is like a bucket filled to the brim with those watts, with those drops of electricity. Exactly 1,000 drops, or to be precise, 1,000 watts makes up a single kilowatt. This is the unit we commonly use when talking about electricity consumption in our homes. So we usually speak in terms of kilowatts. Your typical air conditioning unit, for instance, it runs on about 3 to 5 kilowatts when it's working to cool down your home on those hot summer days. So let's say that you have an air conditioner that uses 5 kilowatts every hour whenever it's on. That would be the same as turning on 2,500 LED light bulbs and leaving them on for an hour. And this is why air conditioners are typically the highest consumer of electricity in most people's homes. This is also why when power companies are struggling to supply enough power to everything throughout a city or town, they always ask the residents to limit their use of their air conditioners because of how much power air conditioners use every hour. You want to check out something really cool in your home? Check to see how many watts or kilowatts your microwave or fridge uses. If you see an Energy Star logo on it, it actually means it's a very energy efficient appliance. Okay, I've got to pause here for just a moment. Before we move into the megawatts portion of this episode, I want to cover something really quick about the power that's generated by home solar panel systems, especially since we just spoke about what a kilowatt is. Usually, A solar setup on your home is designed to generate more energy than your home consumes on average each day. And for most homes, that's typically a target of generating about 5 to 10 kilowatts of power. And this range can vary based on a variety of factors, but ultimately, it means your lights, appliances, and even that energy-hungry air conditioner could be running on the clean, renewable power that your very own solar panels provide. So, in the future, when you choose to make that upgrade to that switch to solar, I want you to look at your roof and remember that you're not just looking at solar panels, you're looking at a mini power plant that's working for you every sunny day. Now you have an understanding of what a kilowatt is. Now let's take it up another notch and we get to the megawatt. That is a million watts. Think of it as a large swimming pool. 1 megawatt is hefty. It's enough to energize a sports complex, power a hospital, or meet the electrical needs of about 200 to 1,000 average homes, depending on usage. So that's the megawatt. Each gigawatt is a billion watts. Billion as in Elon Musk, the billionaire. Picture a gigantic lake, vast and deep. That's the gigawatt scale. A gigawatt can power entire cities or massive industrial complexes. And for a visual, it's the kind of power you would need to light up around 300,000 to 1 million homes. It's a unit of power that, in the context of solar energy, it really puts into perspective the massive potential of large-scale solar farms that can generate gigawatts of power to support a small country's needs. And in fact, when Omni 24 Solar and Battery says it has a goal to equip over 200,000 homes with solar panels, we're not just aiming for a random number. 200,000 homes is a milestone that we are working towards, which means that we are generating 1 gigawatt of clean, renewable energy. This is the equivalent of carving out an entire lake of solar energy, enough to power cities and change the way we look at electricity. It's not only about providing a financially savvy and liberating energy solution for homeowners, but also about cultivating a sustainable future and not being as dependent on the government and government-controlled companies to tell us when we can have power and how much we should be paying for it. Each home we set up with solar is part of a larger vision, one that contributes to a healthier, greener planet for our kids and supports our pro-American community initiatives. Because at Omni 24, we dedicate 10% of our net profits to programs like fighting hunger and aiding the less fortunate, making sure that everything we do is in support of America, not against it. Achieving this gigawatt goal means we're not just lighting homes, we're igniting hope, empowering progress without relying on coal, natural gas, or any other fossil fuels. So there you have it, a drop, a bucket, a pool, and a lake. From the smallest unit of power in your home to the massive scale of energy that keeps our cities and towns alive. It's all connected in a flow of electricity that we can harness from the sun. Thank you for spending time with us today on the Omni 24 Solar and Battery Podcast. We've navigated through the world of energy measurement, from watts all the way up to gigawatts. And I hope now that you have a clearer picture of just how impactful your choice to go solar can be. If today's episode has sparked your interest in how solar energy can power your home, we're here to shed light on any questions you might have. Visit us at omni24.pro for a straightforward, easy way to get your quote for solar and discover what solar can do for you. Our quotes are actually really cool. When you get your quote, it will show you how much of a positive impact your specific home going solar will be on the environment. I mean, it shows you things like how many tons of CO2 you'd be offsetting, how your switch translates in terms of the number of trees that would be planted. I mean, it has all that cool stuff in it. And I've got to give a big kudos to our team here that makes all of this possible every day. And the fact that we do this for free for every homeowner interested in checking out solar, I mean, it's phenomenal. So why wait? Come check us out today and let's get you a free quote. And if you have questions or you need help making the switch, rest assured that our team is ready to help you make an informed decision that puts the power right where it belongs in your hands. I'm Jonathan Cash, and it's been a pleasure to guide you through these electrifying concepts. And as you go about your day, think about the possibilities that lie in a single watt and how with Omni24 solar and battery, you can harness the sun's vast energy to power your life. So until our next episode, let's continue to work together to energize our homes and fortify our communities with the strength of solar power. Farewell for now, and let's keep building a brighter future.